everyone. It's Minna.
And I'm Hager.
And this is Yellowby.
All right. Take two, everybody. Frankie was being a nuisance.
He was so annoying. He's no longer allowed to be in this closet while we're recording. It's just too much. Anyway.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
You gotta say it.
That's so true.
Hope everyone's having a happy new year.
Yeah, I hope you've made up your mind about 2021 already.
I think it's a great year.
I think it's gonna be a shit one.
Alhamdulillah.
No, I think it's gonna be a good year. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Imagine you end it.
We should do something like that once. Like as a little prank on April Fool's Day. Watch out. Watch out, everybody. They're going to forget it by April Fool's. So when we do it, they're actually going to be fooled. Okay. That's a good
one. Actually, I have a question. Do you think the stuff people hear on podcasts lives with them forever? If it's something that they hear and they're so stuck by it for like a good hour and then they completely let it go?
For me, it lives forever simply because it's it's my source of referencing.
That same for me.
Like, but I reference podcasts all day long.
Yeah. I've been on this, like, I would say I've been on this kick since, like, April, but recently I'm just so invested in the 70s. Like, I'm so invested in the music scene in the 70s. It's literally everything I live, breathe.
It is. I think it's a good thing. I told Minna that she could, like she was saying earlier, that she wanted to study music journalism, which I think would be a good idea. But
I've given up on that.
The
already.
Alternate is to be a music historian. That's a good one.
Because I would, like, people study the Beatles, let's say, or the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I think
stuff.
That's so cool. To
I
have
don't
one
like that.
Topic.
I like to know a lot about everything.
That's how I am. But I was thinking, I told you this, me and Nuda were talking about, like, how we both said that later on in our lives, we both want to be professors.
I mean, being a professor was always a dream of mine.
Yeah, I think it's such a cool job, and it brings you closer to the youth. Like, you start, mm-hmm. like, feeling young again, being on the college campus. I really want to do it. But I just don't know what area I would teach.
Yeah, I mean, you have so much time to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. So, Noah is telling Minna, since she already has something she's so interested, she could teach the era of the 70s in music.
No, I'm just going to learn about it.
I mean, that's
always
an option.
It's so fun to learn about. There are so many documentaries because it was such an essential time in, like, American history when it came to, like, music. It's just really, really cool. Yeah. Like, I find them so fascinating. I don't think I've ever been fascinated by people the way I am now. It's so crazy.
Teaching is such a unique thing because I remember they brought at Stony Brook Carl Bernstein, the Watergate, the Watergate story, and it was the semester I wasn't there, but he's like such an iconic journalist, but everyone said he was like an awful teacher, like he just did not, like, no one understood anything.
Not everyone can teach.
So it's like a skill on its own.
Those who can't do teach.
I don't believe in that. Me and Noda were just talking about that, and I was like, it's such bogus because some people have to teach, like, because that's what they can do, like, best.
But, I mean, I think it's bogus, but I also think there's some truth to it. A lot of people who didn't tap into acting the way they wanted become acting teachers. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's the smartest thing to do, like, flip your talent and make
I 100% want to think I'm going to be a professor. When I'm, like, in my 50s, inshallah, or 60s.
Yeah, damn, that's old.
It's 30 years from now. I'll have a lot of experience.
So true. Wow, 30 years.
When I'm 60.
Seems
20 years
so
is
so little.
20 years is nothing.
That's the life that you've lived. 30 years. 31 years.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
So
20
that's
years
another,
is nothing.
That's another one of those chunks.
Yeah, they've passed in like a second.
Mm-hmm.
Life goes so fast.
That's freaky to even think of.
Mm-hmm. Not to be gross, but now that we like never leave the house anymore, I forget to put deodorant on. It's just so, like, I hate not having deodorant on. Like, I just remembered right now that I didn't put deodorant on today.
Too, but I don't, like, in the winter, I don't sweat that much. Like, if it's not hot in our house.
In your sweater right now, you're not sweating in your sweatshirt?
I probably am.
Ugh, I hate it.
Sometimes.
I feel like we're going to have to pause so I can go shower.
No, sometimes, you know, when you feel dirty, you just are like, whatever, fuck it. Like, I'm just
never
dirty.
So
dirty.
I've literally never felt that way. If I start feeling that way, I immediately, like, my whole life
yeah,
starts
but it makes, like,
unraveling.
Like, there are some days where I'm like, I feel gross. And then I'll wait till the end of the night to shower so that I can, like, pile up
start
the dirt.
Start tomorrow?
No, just so I can pile up the dirt.
When you're on your period, is that
so
the most
bad.
Gross you feel?
1,000%.
Same for me.
You just feel ugly, you feel heavy, you feel
it's
dirty.
Not even that. I feel dirty. Not dirty as in, like, I'm ashamed of my period.
No,
not
no,
like
no,
that.
No, like, gross.
Like, I literally am like, oh.
Yeah, you just feel gross.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatevs. So, we did not know what we were going to talk about today. So, we were going to do, like, a mishmash of topics. One of them was, because when we did our manifestation episode, someone actually asked us, like, how do you set goals? Like, how do you even know what to manifest? This was, by the way, like, a year ago.
I was going
to
say,
we're really timely with responding to people's questions.
She's like, no longer a listener anymore.
So, yeah. Can you talk about some of your methods?
What do you mean?
Like,
to set goals?
When you're setting goals, like, what are you thinking of? Like, how are you doing it? Long-term goals. Like, on your vision board for Pinterest, what's your thought process?
Well, there are, like, areas of your life that you have to consider. So, I saw this video and she breaks it up into, like, my mind, my body, my soul, my, like, friendships.
Mm-hmm.
So, I break it up like that. Like, I don't just set goals randomly.
Yeah.
I'll set goals, like, body and health-wise. Like, I'd like to, you know, get to my goal weight, not because of the number, but because that's when I feel the most confident. Health-wise, I really want to eliminate certain things. I just want to take care of my health more. I want to visit doctors more, that sort of thing. Career-wise, the same thing. I think the easiest way to go about setting goals is to just split them up and then figure out, like, where you'll be the happiest.
Yeah, I have, like, systems with these things. So I have, like, my big vision board, which I have, and it has, like, almost everything I can think of that I want right now. And then I send a letter to my, I've been doing this for 2 years now. I send a letter to myself that I get on my birthday. It's on a website called futureme.com. I think that's what it's called.
I did one like,
oh shit.
Like 4 or 5 years ago.
Sorry.
When I was with my ex, like my first
ex.
And it was so embarrassing and I never got that back because I had a Hotmail account that got hacked.
Oh.
And so I sent it to my Hotmail account. Now I have a Gmail account.
Oh, well. So you have to confirm it, though, because now I just remembered, and I don't think I'm going to get this year's because I don't think I confirmed it. But anyways, so I send a letter to myself on my birthday, and in that letter, I'm basically doing a little bit of, like, describing of how I am right now in the moment and then how I'm imagining my life is going to be a year from now. And then when I hit 30... I was like, oh, since it's such a, like, it's a new decade, I'm going to do not only the letter to myself that I'm going to get on my birthday at 31 or whatever, but also a 5-year letter. So I'm going to get one on my birthday when I'm 35. That's, like, really ambitious. I have 4 years to work on those goals. I think I was a billionaire. Someone messaged me. I think I was a billionaire in that letter. 5 years seems like so much.
And you're like Jeff Bezos, lol.
Definitely a multimillionaire, which is possible. I can be a multimillionaire in the next 4 years.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm a little bit more realistic with my goals.
Yeah, you are 100%. So that's a little bit of that. And then I do, like, monthly planning. So the year I have, like, my...
This is... I can guarantee you that this isn't interesting for
I
people.
Sound like a... Someone asked for this.
One person.
Who cares? Every person matters.
No, I agree. But I'm saying, like, nobody wants to hear detail by detail how you set up your
life. I genuinely think this... Okay, this is my problem with Midnight. You just want to gloss over every single topic. So
no!
What is conversation? Like, we can't be like, yeah, we plan. Okay, next one.
I literally...
Decision
don't.
Making. Yeah, I make decisions.
Don't.
Okay, next one.
Hager's literally... I'm going to let you speak. This is going to be like a 20-minute. Go on.
I don't care. I was just going to say, I also do quarterly, like in the year.
No, you said monthly. And then you were going to go quarterly. And then you were going to go semi.
But then I do quarterly.
And then you were going to do seasonally. No, I don't do. And then you were going to do every year.
Semi.
And
then you that defeats the purpose.
Every
of
hour.
Quarterly.
And then you were going to do every second.
By the way.
You're a psycho.
Just to let
you are a
everybody
psycho.
Know. Do you know that? You know how like you were saying that someone messaged you about the French learning? Literally, multiple people have messaged me about vision boarding. Multiple people. So now you're killing all these people's dreams.
Sammy's famous.
You know what? Since Minna seems to have no interest in this, I could do this as one of my diaries episode. By myself.
I like that. We talk about it all the time, but like, maybe it's just me. Sometimes when you show me your journal, like you were showing me your Notion, I was like, I'm gonna go.
Oh my God, like, Notion is the best thing
ever. It was a lot. I don't get how this is like, to me, it seems more anxiety inducing than it like anxiety.
It's just you have so many different things happening. So like, I literally now
but it's not simplified.
Set up like I actually had a meeting and I like didn't put it on my calendar and I literally completely almost forgot about it. Like this meeting was gonna go and come back. Like and I need systems. Like I can't live with
systems
without systems anymore.
I just think the way people have set it up. I've watched people's Notions and I'm like, there's definitely a way to set this up where it's not like that chaotic. I mean, obviously if it works for them.
Well,
that's
my
fine.
Notion is really simple. The page I'm working on is basically I'm making a list of all the editors that I think I could pitch to and like realistically get accepted. And I'm putting like where they work, what beat they're on, like the editor of, and their email address. And like how I'm interacting with them because I want to interact with them on Twitter before pitching. So like that's information I have to keep somewhere. It's not like I can keep that all in my head, you know? So yeah, but my bullet journal, I would say, is ridiculous. Like it's something that you're kind of rightful to think is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Even though I kept it super simple. But anyways, I'm going to talk about this in my diaries episode.
I didn't do one.
Yeah, you have
but
to
But I
do
don't
one.
Know that people care about what I have to say.
No, they do.
Not really.
Well, we should keep it like a thing. Did you want to talk about anything else? 12 minutes. Oh, okay. The other thing I wanted to talk about is how we changed our mind on Hasad.
I didn't either. I have something to say about that.
Go ahead. So if you... Wait, hold on. If you haven't heard our episode on Hasad, listen to that first. Because then none of it makes sense.
Yeah. But basically, if you don't want to listen to it, I'll sum it up in like 30 seconds.
Are you like stupid? I swear to you, I don't think you know how to market. Like, you don't know how to do... Like, why would you be like, don't listen... You know what? Don't listen to our episode.
You're
going to
get the gist anyway.
Everybody,
because
why are you listening? Why are you listening to this podcast? Shut it off and just go listen to someone else.
If I'm saying we changed our mind on Hasad, we now believe in it, that means previously we didn't.
Obviously, but you gotta like, but what are you, like you have to get people excited. You know what? Everyone just shut this off. Go listen to Armchair Expert. It's so much better.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Nice knowing you.
I can sum up the 45-minute episode in 30 seconds. What would you rather?
We should literally, oh. That's such a good idea. I almost don't want to say it so that we can actually do it. So every episode...
okay. And then you continue to say it.
Every episode, we should do the episode and then we should have you record a voice, like an animated voiceover. We don't have to animate it, but like maybe with photos or something, where you literally sum it up in 1 minute on Instagram.
Oh my God, I so
should. Isn't that so good?
That's genius.
Okay, cool.
Take this out.
We're just going to do it.
But I don't want people to know. I want them to think that we did it. Just, it came
no,
to us.
No, this is how brilliance strikes, my friend.
That's true. So the other episode was pretty much us saying that we don't believe in Hesed. That's something that, like, if you really believe in, it'll happen to you. So I've changed my mind and then I haven't. Like, I've changed my mind in the fact that I don't call it Hesed, but I do think that some people are, you know, look a little too aggressively at what you're doing. Mm-hmm. That I believe in. And that's not hasad, though. That's just a personality trait.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I think hasad is actually self... Not self-destructive. I don't know. Self-inflicting? Like, you're doing it to yourself. Like, the only person that's giving you hasad is you. And that's what I believe. In the sense that if I think someone else is giving me hasad, I'm actually giving myself hasad by thinking that someone else is giving me hasad. Does that make sense? Like, I'm causing this. The other person's not causing it. They don't have that much, you know, power in my life. I'm doing it because I'm giving them so much credit. Like, it's all on me. It doesn't fall on anyone else. And I think if we all take ownership of hasad and things going wrong in our lives, then we'll feel
more I think that's my problem with hasad. One, it gives the other person way too much power over you. And two, it causes... I think that's why our societies aren't as connected as they were. Like, everyone's so scared of everybody else. Nobody tells anyone anything. And I said before that I don't say things until they're completed. Not for hasad reasons so much as it really is just... I just feel like I don't want to be talking all the time and not doing anything. Like, I want to talk when things are accomplished.
But that's pretty much it. Like, I do... I obviously believe it's something that exists. Like, I don't want to completely, like, reject it as an idea. But I don't think it... I don't think it plays as big as a role in people's lives as people try to make it seem.
Those people's lives probably,
I also just want to add that I think, like... the eye emoji or wearing eyes all over doesn't do shit. Like, and I need people to know this.
It's just tradition. It's not, it's like culture. It's tradition. It's not like there's no science behind it. I wonder where that came from, like where it started.
I don't know either, I just think like it's so funny that people are so like...
It's just pretty, but that's it.
It is pretty.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I was right in saying we should record tomorrow.
But we're not going to.
We're not going to. This is going to have to go up.
I watched two things that I'm very proud of.
Oh, we're already going to our safulus?
No, this isn't my safulus. Oh. Two things that I'm so proud of. So, was I talking about my fascination for music on this episode?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I watched Almost Famous, which is a Kate Hudson movie about groupies in the 70s and like rock and roll in the 70s, well, like 60s, 70s, 60s, 70s, like late 60s, early 70s. And then I also watched Thelma and Louise.
And then we watched it together.
Yeah, I watched it by myself and then I watched it with Hogar. I would just want to add that watching anything with Hogar is probably literally the most annoying thing you
can
ever
do. What did I do this time?
You don't do things in one sitting. In that sense, because even though we finished that movie in like technically one sitting, we pause maybe like four times for you to do other things.
I've talked about this. I hate finishing things
another
all
thing
at once.
Is I wanted to watch the movie with the lights closed, as people do, normal people.
Hager
was like, no, the lights need to be open. Like, just truly
I truly hate it.
An unenjoyable experience.
I hate it at home, like at a theater. Yes.
But don't you want to recreate the theater vibe?
No, because we were watching on your stupid-ass laptop and it was tiny.
I don't care.
My eyes were
it.
Starting to strain.
I love it. But this isn't... All of this is to say that I've been really good with watching classics. Like,
yeah.
The classics that people talk about all the time. I'm going to watch Kill Bill. I'm going to watch Sabrina with Audrey Hepburn. I have like
I already
whole
watched
list.
That. It's really good.
Sabrina!
And what's the other one? Something. Charades.
Oh.
Is it called Charade?
Don't know.
And Roman Holiday. Roman Holiday is one
so
of my
many.
Favorite.
Yeah.
I did I not like Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I liked it.
It was okay.
And then I also really want to, like, I watched a lot of the 80s movies, like 16 Candles and, like, The Breakfast.
I really want to watch, I was just saying, Back to the Future. We started it at David's house.
I wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, we started it because we were having, like, a movie night, and we just never finished it.
Yeah, but,
Oh, and the other thing I want to watch is, Ghostbusters. And, oh my god, I just completely forgot. Stranger Things. I watched one episode, like, 3 years ago.
Stranger Things is so good.
Yeah, I want to finish that.
But I almost have a feeling that when it comes back, it's probably not going to be that great. Because that's how Netflix shows are.
If they pause for a while, then they're
back. No, they just, like, end up sucking really quickly.
Yeah.
Hager's reading Just Kids.
I am. Do you want my review?
That's literally my favorite book. No, it's not. But it's, like, one of my favorite books.
It's okay. so far. Like, I like
you
it.
You also only read, like, 20 pages.
Yeah, like...
She didn't start her life in New York yet.
Exactly. So, for me, it's good.
Do you like her style of writing?
Yes. Very, it's very easy very to read. Easy.
Yeah, I love that.
It's not trying to be pretentious.
Not at all.
So, I like the style, and I'm obviously going. Like, I'm reading it at a fast-paced pace. So, I feel like I'm kind of high.
I love that feeling.
So, it's really good.
Yeah.
So far.
I love her.
Yes.
I really do like her.
The thing is with me, I was telling Minna, I don't think I like rock and roll. I like the rock part of it. Am I even establishing this correctly, by the way?
She's like people consider her punk queen, but she always says that she doesn't even feel like a musician. She's a writer. Like she got her start in music because she would go to these poetry like readings or whatever, and then she'd read her poetry, but she would read it in such a weird way, like a sing-songy way. So someone heard her once and was like, do you want to record a song? And she was shocked. Well, she still doesn't consider herself a musician.
Yeah, in the early days, like the pages I'm reading now, she's so fascinated by books.
I love the way she talks about books.
Yeah.
When she would like look at her mom on the couch reading mm-hmm. a book. I love that so yeah. much.
Back to my rock and roll thing. Is the rock part and the roll part...
I think it's just
because in my head I think of rock as like the like acoustic version and then roll as the electric version. This is not
no,
true,
I think
right?
It's just rock.
Okay,
rock
so
and roll.
I was telling Minna I don't like the electric stuff. I don't like electric guitar. I don't like the stuff where it's like yeah, like that. I like the acoustic stuff. That's why I like
but you
Bob like Dylan.
The Beatles, and the Beatles were rock.
Yeah, but they also were not.
They were just more refined, yeah. but they were rock.
So I like that. And then I like where they're using a lot of string instruments and like the ukulele,
like
a little
folk.
Bit of the banjo. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like it all.
Okay.
You are so concerned with other things.
I'm not, though.
It is. It's so crazy.
Do you know what's annoying for people? Listening to this. Not listening to me talk about planning. This okay. is probably more annoying.
All what? Right.
Listening what? To us.
Bicker?
Bicker.
Bicker.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So what's your biggest insecurity right now?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Currently? Probably not working. Something that I think about like every second of my day.
You feel insecure about it?
Yeah, totally. Because I like so many people are working right now, so I know it's not a lack in the market. It's just
it's a lack in me.
People don't like me right now. I also think my agents don't think I exist. They just never email me
it's
back.
It's such a tough job because you kind of have to like be like, hey, I'm here every
well,
few
I'm
months.
I'm going to do it every fucking day of my mm-hmm. life until I get a job. But like, it's just frustrating because it's like, I mean, I'm not going to shit talk or anything, but like, I think... You know, when you sign a contract with someone, you're supposed to treat every single person you sign equally, right?
Right.
So, if I can't do a job without you approving it, then you need to get me jobs. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I'm going to just have to take jobs that aren't
yeah,
going through
just
you.
Just about having the conversation.
But, and that's not, this is like the first time. And I think it's also because a lot of them are out of office right now. One mm-hmm. of my agents is moving, the other one
life
was,
is weird.
Yeah.
Life is so weird
So,
right
it's
now.
Not even about that. I think it's just, again, it's an insecurity. So, it's something that is... has to yeah. do with me, so it's just the fact that I'm not working is kind of annoying, but you know yeah. all things considered I'm still pretty lucky, so
mm-hmm. yeah.
What about you?
I would say mine right now is like how I still like I prep Minna saw how much I prepped for interviews this week because I had two like calls interviews.
Yeah.
I feel very weird in them, like no matter how confident I am.
I think everyone does though.
Yeah,
there's
I feel
not a single
like,
soul in this world who's like, you know what I love? I love interviewing.
It's not that I love it. Like, I don't want to love it because I don't want to do
and
it.
I've already committed to the fact that this is not going to sound great, but I don't really care.
I don't want to do it for the rest of my life or anything, but, like, I constantly am in my head. I'm like, are they trying to catch me? Like, the way they're asking questions feel like they're trying to catch me off guard, which I hate that. Like, yesterday's interview, I felt like I was, like...
It was two women, yeah?
Yeah. And it's
See, this
old,
is my
and
thing.
I talked about that.
Yeah, I had that too. So I had an interview. I didn't get the job. I fully got rejected. I got this interview to be like a talent manager.
Mm.
And I have no experience doing it. I really thought it was a social media job. They had it listed as a social media job. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it was a guy who's interviewing me, and I felt so confident. But when it's women interviewing me, I just feel like they're trying to knock me. And I don't know if it's something that
it's
I've made up
two
in my
things.
Head.
So I think a little bit of it's us making us up in our head because we feel like they're powerful women and we're intimidated by them. But I do think, I talked about this before, because there's so many, like there's way less women in most fields than men. I think you immediately are seen as competition.
It's weird.
So, but I don't know if that's the, I just don't, interviews should just be banned. Like, they're stupid. No one's going to be like, hey, I'm here because you know what? I actually.
You know what I think people should do? Instead of interviews, if you're in a customer service based thing, just do a mock phone thing where you're helping a customer. That's how you should do it. If you have samples, if you're like in social media, these are my samples. If you're in writing, these are my samples. And that's it. Interviews? No. Stalk my Instagram if you want to know how I'm going to act at your, like, for company culture. I mean, maybe not.
Yeah, and then on Friday, I had a call, and it was also with two women, and that was great. So it's not about that. It's just, like, it's a, I felt that before, and I've, like, told you this before. But I think I hate the way, like, literally, if you're setting up this interview to catch me in a lie or to catch me, not in a lie, to, like, catch me off guard and find out who I truly am, then make it a conversation. Then you'll find out who I truly am. Instead of, like, asking weird questions and asking the same question over and over and over again. I don't know if I ever,
I'm only gonna be able to say it differently.
They try to ask it to you in, like, four different times so that they can get to the root of what it is. Like, just have a conversation then. Just be like, I hate the, like, question, answer, question,
so
answer.
So dumb. It is so outdated. And it's funny when, like, really young companies do that. And I'm like, you are just like the rest
Every
of them.
Company does that. Yeah. Only, like, I've had only very few, like, super cool, chill, conversational interviews.
Same, same. What's a product you can't just... I don't know what this podcast is anymore.
You know what I'm going to start doing for this?
What's a product you can't live without?
Right now?
Like, something that's truly changed your life.
Can be you anything. Go first, because I can't think of one right now.
I can't really think of one.
Oh, the bullet journal.
Oh, yeah.
The bullet journal. It's a Lichrum 1917 notebook that I use as my bullet journal.
Yeah. I like my journal too a lot because I doodle a lot in it, which is really fun. But I would say product I can't live without, probably my laptop.
Oh yeah, for sure.
No, I want to give or something like that's not like,
but like that's obvious.
Yeah, okay. A product that's changed my life.
My Native deodorant. It's the first natural deodorant I like.
Curology has changed my life.
Yeah, it sucked for me.
Okay, next question. Wait,
I do want to say something else that changed my life, and it's the Pocket app. I've talked about this, like, with every single person I know, so.
Yeah.
That's all. You save articles in it. You know when you're like, oh, this sounds interesting, but I can't read it right now? You save it. Do you know how many I have? I found out a way how you can see how many you have saved on there that were not read. Can you please just guess? Because it's
probably
actually so shameful.
Yeah, probably like 1,000.
1,888.
Yeah. That's like legit.
That's freaking crazy. That makes me think I need to read more.
I also, the another thing that changed my life is this like website that I found that it puts down
that pirate stole
Soap Today. I don't
Game
condone
changer.
I don't condone pirating movies, but if you're gonna do it, DM me. I've got some good. Oh my god! Wait. So yesterday I posted a story on my private Instagram. I'll read it to you. It was a crowd pleaser.
Is that page actually private?
No, it's in my bio. So if you, like, stalked me hard enough, you'll find it. But I'm not, like, promoting it or whatever. So I wrote, I really almost lied and said I was pregnant because this woman on Depop asked me to try on a dress that she was interested in buying. So I posted that. And then today, one of the people that I freelance for, like, help out social media stuff, wrote, hey, People Magazine might be interested in featuring our V-Day box. Can you write a blurb about the above? I didn't answer, and she wrote a question mark. And I said, hey. Mind you, I was doing nothing. I said, hey, gonna have to message you later. I'm working. And she wrote, okay, no worries. But, like, why couldn't I just answer? A blurb will literally take me 5 minutes to write. She's like,
yeah.
Can't deal with this.
I wonder why you've been in this mood for, like, 12 months now.
I went to Hager yesterday. I was like, every day I wake up and I have hopes.
It's truly something.
And then I said, jokes on you, though.
Like,
because I literally wake up with no agenda.
We were saying each other's, like, good things and bad things or whatever. So I said that one of Minna's bad things is that she overlooks important details when it comes to things. And I said, it feels like a phase because I don't remember her always being like this.
No, I...
But then in my head, I was like, wait, this phase has lasted 12 months. So I think it's becoming a habit.
Okay, I'm going to be real right now. I think you form really shitty habits. So, no, that's not true. Because I was so motivated after my breakup. I was killing it. Mm. Like, killing it. So I was going to say, I think you form bad habits after breakups. Like,
oh, no. That's after a breakup, I'm just like, great. Yes.
After my breakup, I felt great. So I'm not going to blame it on my breakup. It's a lazy thing to do.
I think it's quarantine, but I think it just extended after the world opened up. You were like, these are habits I'm trying to keep.
Yeah, literally, every fucking month I push my, like, determination to the next month. I've been doing this since March. It was like, oh, April, I'll be productive. Oh, May, August. And now it's February. I literally told you I'm not going to do anything until February.
You know what my bad habit is that you actually didn't mention that I want to mention? It's that me and Nuro were talking about this. Okay, so let's say, like, you're assigned a task or something. There's an easy way to do it, and there's a hard way to do it. The hard way is super ambitious, right? So you pick that way, even though you know that, like, you're going to be miserable. You're probably not going to do it to the best of your ability. Like, with her thesis project, she was telling me she made it so hard on herself. She's doing 4 different types of animation.
Mm-hmm.
She had, like, actors and sound people when, like, some people are just doing one type of animation.
Did she send you me news reporting?
No, I actually want to see it.
Oh, my God. It's so...
Oh, wait, but she rewrote the thing, by the way.
She's cutting me? I knew it! I knew she was going to cut me.
No, she's literally not cutting you. She rewrote one of the... You know how, like, it was the weather report at first?
Mm-hmm.
So she wrote it, and she wanted it to be an ad. Oh, but the ad is not going to be in your voice.
Doesn't this look like me?
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't it look real? But wait. She sent a video, and we were, like, dying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I just did the whoa.
Oh my God, I got scared. I thought it wasn't recording. Okay, 2 more times. Okay. I mean, that shit has
to report. I didn't even tell people. Wait, that was my acting debut.
The other day I was thinking and I was like, I think every single person in my life would not have graduated high school without my help. I have literally written a piece.
You helped Nuda?
Well, no, I just wrote, not high school, I guess college. Yeah. I wrote this part for her, but then I remembered that, like, 2 of my cousins, I wrote their high school, like, last
essay. I literally
essay.
Took your college, your thesis, like, your college
admissions
essay.
Application.
Yeah.
Essay.
Do you know what it was about?
What was it about?
It was the dumbest thing. And by the way, you got such a good grade. I got the worst grade on it. Like, someone was like, this
grade? How do you know
you
the
give
grade?
It to your English teacher and they like tell you, and I got like a really bad, like, she was like, you should change all of this or whatever.
Oh,
so it was about,
what was it about? I was talking to Nan about this because when we were doing Jesse's college essays,
do you want, you were trying so to remember fucking it. Deep quote unquote. So your thing was everyone's problem is significant. And it was in comparison to your parents' problems and a kid crying because they want a cookie from the cookie jar. And how people's problems
are based
on, like, people's problems. It's like, what's the word?
Proportion? Relative.
Everyone's problem is relative to their life.
Like, yeah, like me not getting the cookie out of the cookie jar at 5 years old is as big as me going through this massive breakup or me going through this job loss or whatever. And you were saying that, like, it affects me the way that affects a 5 year old. Like, that to them is the biggest thing. And so that was what the whole essay was about. And my professor was not deep enough. My teacher wasn't deep enough. And I, like, had to, like, revise a lot of it.
Wait, you acted like that was not a great topic. That is a belief I still have till this day.
It is, but, like, I think people were writing about, like, other things,
you know? What changed their life and shit like that. I would have admitted me.
That's true.
I guarantee you those essays are not being read.
1,000% Who's
which admissions officer is still reading those essays?
Especially because I applied to CUNYs. No, like, one's reading no one was reading that shit.
Literally no
This
one.
Is not Harvard.
But I don't even think at Harvard anyone's reading them. People are getting there because they're legacy students or...
have a lot of money.
They have a lot of money or... they did well in their SATs. Not because
I don't get how celebrities go to fucking essays. Columbia and shit. You know they're dumb as shit. They're not smart people.
No, I think, like, Ryder was smart.
Yeah, but, like, a lot of people are not smart.
Well, no, NYU is the school for celebrities. Columbia, I think if you get in, you're actually kind of smart. Like, I think the celebrity...
Natalie Portman went to Harvard. You think Natalie...
Yeah, but
Natalie
apparently she's, just, like, really smart.
I think she was smart. She said she took it seriously. She stopped acting when
she was
doing
but
it.
Everybody says, like, everyone who's on set with her, they were like, she reads, like, the New York Times front to back every single day. Like, remember when Jake Johnson was talking
about
by
the way,
her?
I love Natalie Portman. Like, I really do like her, but...
but, like, the
I
whole
just can't
big
imagine
joke
that
of
they
New York...
have so much time, you know?
Yeah, the whole big joke in New York was that, like... if you're a celebrity and you want a degree, then you go to NYU
or
so
Parsons.
That you can still have a degree.
Every single art person has went to Parsons that, like, was a celebrity.
Which, to me, if you're a celebrity, then you don't need school because you don't need art school because you're already in your field. Like, you don't need it.
Yeah, you have a platform where you can do whatever you want.
What were we talking about before college essays?
I remember. You've helped everyone with their...
oh, yeah. Wait, college essay. I'm just like, the interview process should be thrown out. And the admissions process should just be thrown out.
People
should just be allowed to literally take classes wherever they want.
I think there's you can make up your own major within CUNY.
You can do that at Stony Brook, too,
I think
now.
That's pretty cool. And you can take, like, you can be a Queens College student, but take a...
I do think that's going to be, like, a useless thing, though, because, like, my humanities major meant nothing. Like, it literally equated to absolute zero shit. Nothing.
Yes,
not in my opinion. Like, I liked having a multidisciplinary, like, study. But, like, first of all, you have to explain to people, like, why you studied humanities, because people are like, why? Because it's not English.
But even English is, like, doesn't amount to anything.
But at least English, you're like, oh, I love literature. Humanities, you're like, I like the world.
I like people. I care about people's well-being.
Well, no, because it's not like it's not like health related.
No, it's not about it being health related.
Like,
but you
like
took a lot of sociology.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Like, I care about, like, how people function in a society.
I hated sociology. What were your feelings about
sociology? I loved sociology. My professor was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, amazing. He was this Greek guy. So tough. But I got an A in that class, so I know he liked me.
Yeah.
Or I did well. I don't know why I just said that. I did really well. But, like, loved it. I hated my philosophy classes. Yeah. Philosophy, psychology.
Philosophy, I took a few philosophy classes, and I didn't take them. I signed up for them, but every single one of them, I dropped it on the first day and switched because I was like, I'm way in over my head. I don't like this.
It's too confusing, and it's something that I feel like can't be taught in a lecture kind of thing. I think it needs to just be taught by, like, reading a bunch and then deciding, like...
I was actually really, like, the classes that I thought I would enjoy, like, psychology, sociology, and philosophy are the classes I did not like.
Loved sociology, loved my political science class, loved every single English class. I just liked
the political
classes.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. So the ones that surprised me was I did not used to like politics, so my international relations class, I loved it.
Yeah. It also depends on the person you're taking the class with.
Yeah. One of my favorite classes, and probably the one I mentioned the most, was German cinema. And Russian literature, that one was a good one too.
It's crazy.
I want to be a forever in school person.
I really sit there sometimes and watch YouTubers who are in college, and I'm like, I wish I was you. Like, I really, it's so nice.
You could.
You can learn forever.
Yeah. Which brings us to our set of hulus. I think we're at a good
amount. Yeah, I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry. We definitely need a topic to discuss this whole, like, let's freeball it.
So what's my, I'll go first. My set of hulu, because I was... I got scared to say it because I know how you're judgmental with this. It was a good segue.
No.
My set of hulu is... is that what it's called? Masterclass?
Yeah.
Yeah. I signed up for Masterclass, and I'm taking this Salman Rushdie. I think that's how you say his name.
Oh, you started it?
Yes. He teaches storytelling.
I might do it with you.
No, you're not. Are you going to pay me the $45?
Yeah.
So me and... Yeah. So yeah, it's $180 for a Masterclass, and it was the membership... for before the new year, they were doing buy one, get one free. So I was like, oh, okay, Noura, let's split this and we'll pay 90 and 90 each or whatever. And I was like, Minna, me and you could split my membership and we'll do 45 and 45. And she was like, no, it's okay.
Well, I was like, yeah. She's like, okay, you owe me 45. I was like, yeah.
So I was like, wait, Minna, so that means you can't use it.
Learning's not worth it.
Because I think it's one of those things where like only one person's logged in at a time. So I was like, so you can't use it if you're not going to pay me 45. And she was like, okay.
So yeah, if they have like a cool music class, I'd take it.
They have cool music classes, but I think it's like how to make music.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
All right, so who cares? You're not interested. All right.
We'll figure it out. My set of hulu is, this is kind of not really like a shout out to something, but it's a suggestion. And that is creating a fake Instagram or a Tumblr or something where you just like post what you want to post.
Well, here's my suggestion from that. Like when you said that, that inspired me to just post what I want to post in my actual Instagram. So just post
I'll come
Instagram.
Back to my regular Instagram sooner or later. I probably have to since I have to post a picture for a brand this month. Oh my god, I have to post for a brand this month and I haven't even taken pictures. And I didn't do it last month.
Nice.
I have 4 days. I have 4 days. 5 days, actually. I'll probably come back to my personal Instagram. I just don't really like people to see... I've come to this, and I was never like this because I love, like, I don't mind ever being, like, an open book or whatever, but I don't really care to share my interests or anything like that with people that I don't really, like, care about.
Yeah. So, the other day, Minna was talking about this, and I was, and then it really got me to think, like, how do I use my Instagram? And then I realized I use it literally to showcase my life to other people, and that's why I never post, because I'm like... people don't really need to know about this. And then the other day I was like, wait, I want to post because like I'm notorious for you, by the way, for deleting stuff. Mm-hmm. Like if I don't store photos, which is so bad because so many of my memories are like not there anymore. So I started realizing like, I just want to post for me. I want to know what I was reading this year on this day, what captured my attention, like how I looked, like I want to start doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just like thinking like, oh, how many
people
are going to be interested in this?
It's crazy because I've like 30 followers or something on it. And like I've gotten a few messages from people saying that they love this page. Like they like hope I continue to post because it's cool to see what like I'm doing and what I'm interested in, which is fine. And I love that. But like, do I care enough to do that on my personal page? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I'm just at that point where I don't like looking at other people's Instagrams.
I don't like, I watch stories, but, and it's a select few people, but like, I don't remember the last time I was like scrolling down my feed. I only look at the top like photo and if I like it, I like it, but that's it. Like, I don't scroll.
Yeah.
I wonder if Instagram has noticed like a significant decrease in scrolling. I feel like no one scrolls anymore.
Well, they changed the algorithm and it's like annoying.
And there's like an ad every other photo. Like
I don't even
that.
Care about that. An ad is so easy to scroll. Like,
it's just annoying though.
But it's fine. You can easily avoid it, you know?
It's annoying.
I think for me, it's that I see the same 10
it's to
people
get you to stay
every
on the
fucking day.
Freaking
and
long.
It's like, I don't care anymore. Anyway.
Also, I think it's like, I think there was an essay about this. Instagram has just gotten bad because
TikTok
no one's doing anything. No, TikTok is great
but
for
Instagram
like.
Instagram has gotten bad before quarantine.
No,
though.
But like
people
the whole point
boring.
Of Instagram, I think, is to like show the best side of your life, like going
Do
out
you know
or
Instagram
like.
Instagram annoys me. Mm-hmm. It has annoyed me for like 2 years now. People do the same thing. Everyone does the same thing. Everyone's going to brunch on Sunday. Everyone in New York. Everyone hangs out at the China Chalet. Everyone does the same fucking thing every single weekend of their lives. Everyone goes to the same farmer's market.
Yeah.
So it's like, especially because I follow people from Brooklyn and Manhattan and they all literally hang out at the same places. It's boring.
Yeah.
Just like do something different. Go to a different farmer's market. Like, that's what is so nice about Instagram is, like, to discover new places and to, you know, discover new brands. Everyone wears the same exact brands. Everyone thrifts at the same places. It's, like, literally everyone looks and acts the same way. So it's not exciting anymore.
So, a few years ago, I wanted to limit the people I follow. Not for anything other than, like, I was just, like, I don't want to be on the app for long. So, if I limit it to, like, 100 people, that's, like, so many. I'm following, like, 500-something people. So recently I've been going and just, I think I unfollowed every fashion person I used to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I only have like few brands because I used to follow so many brands. But then I realized like brand photography is literally exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like if hand motions are in like certain hand motions, every brand does the same hand motions. I was like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think I follow like so many graphic design ones. I don't know why I love graphic design on Instagram.
I love it too. People are really creative.
And like package design. Mm-hmm. That's like another thing I follow a lot of. And then literary stuff.
Yeah.
And it's been great. All right.
Maybe I should do that.
Yeah, it's good. I actually feel like I'm about to suffocate.
I miss Frankie.
Where is that little munchkin?
I'm sure he's sleeping. I'm 1,000% sure.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Horrible episode.